temple. Tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy.
Make America great again.
Vote for Grandpa.
Was the promise really something people kept? Not just something they would say and then forget? Did families really love?
You know, I said, say MAGA. I whispered into his ear, so cute. I said, say MAGA. He said, vote for Grandpa. He didn't care what I said.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Make America great again.
Well, folks, that's the Isaacs. They were with us on this recent cruise in Alaska. Absolutely beautiful voices. And I needed that today because we've got so much to cover when it comes to P. Diddy and the deep, dark connections that are going on behind the scenes. Things that I didn't even know about regarding Justin Bieber, some other things that are going to go on with that. But through all of this, we still need some positive information and some just a good old wholesome love. And that's why I showed that intro. Just felt like I was led to put that together. We've discussed so many things the past week with celebrities that are probably going to go down. Jubilee held another debate where a liberal was basically demolished by a truth. President Trump brought his family on stage. Of course, you saw that. We're going to show you more. And excitement's growing around the clock, but still, we've got some serious things to go through today. So here we go. Folks, we hope you will join us in Nashville May 9th through the 11th, 2025 for the And We Know Tools for Success event at the Grand Hyatt on Broadway. Tickets include two-night hotel stay, light snacks, access to amazing guest speakers, breakfast, and our Nashville Night Dinner event with Tim Lovelace, a Grammy and Dove-nominated artist. We'll also have open learning sessions with Dr. Kirk Elliott, Dr. Kelly Shockley. We'll also have Todd Callender with us, Vax Choice. You'll be able to walk around and interact with others throughout the day with personal growth and inspiration. Also, special guests with Danny Garcia, the Walking Marine, and the Rutledges for homesteading, and Doc Pete Chambers from The Border. LT will be opening and closing with a sermon, and also Tools for Success with many other guests like Marcy Erickson and LTPetClub247.com. Sign up today at andweknow.com in the description box below. So folks, hope you check that out. It's on our website now. I know a lot of folks have been asking about it, so there you go. And speaking of great events, here's the couple of clips I wanted to play for you that we showed in the intro, but not in its complete video. So check this out.
Vote for Grandpa.
Oh. Thank you, sweetheart.
There he is, Luke, on stage with his grandfather, President Trump.
So cute. Oh, he doesn't want to get off the stage. Oh, wow. Look at that. He's got the gene. Thank you. Thank you, Luke. You know, I said, say MAGA. I whispered into his ear, so cute. I said, say MAGA. He said, vote for Grandpa. He didn't care what I said. And that was actually much better, right? That was much better. Thanks, Luke.
So somebody put this out just to remind us, the Bible says we'll know people by their fruits. Well, Trump's fruits also known as his kids and grandkids, are very well behaved. He raised them all right. I know that on Jubilee, there a lot of folks were attacking his past, how many different lives that he's lived with different marriages and whatever, and they were just attacking all of the characters of his past, and yet didn't want to talk about the character of the Democrats or anything. But you can see in his family just a certain love that you don't see hardly anywhere else when it comes to leadership and more. And so it's been grateful for all of us, and especially to have them come on the stage when things are so scary nowadays, right? But it seems like he had full protection. He knew it, and he wanted to make sure that folks know who his family is and how much he loves them. I could watch that over and over again. It's just wonderful. Looking forward to being a grandfather someday. And I know that's going to be a great experience for all of you out there that support us, that understand that feeling. It's amazing. And, of course, that song resonates still with me today. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Grew up with my grandparents. I had an opportunity to know them very well. My great-grandmother used to make pancakes for me all the time when I'd visit her. My great-grandmother on my mother's side used to talk about her two favorite Jays in her life, and I was like, who is that? And she'd always talk about John Wayne and Jesus. Those were her two Jays, and she would talk about Jesus all the time as we were around her, and she was just absolutely wonderful. And so here's some more support for President Trump. You can see. So you can see all those flags. I mean, people are just showing up in droves wherever President Trump arrives. And it's just says a lot for where we're at today when you see this type of support and the love for our country. You know, it's absolutely brilliant.
The Kamala word of the day is clearly story.
It is your story, and the story of our friends before you is really, that's the American story, right? In telling your story and being so strong in the way you do it. And
so at Trump's rally, he played this clip, in case you're wondering, and this clip is destroying Kamala for how crazy and absolute crazy she is.
Both of these stories, for you to tell these stories, this story is a story that is sadly not the only story.
It's unbelievable. It's simply unbelievable. It's like a child who learns one word and then they struggle for the next thought and it never comes. But maybe this daytime talk candidacy will work. It's all emotion, but not a very good one. Certainly not an articulate one, Laura.
Ridiculous. He's showing them how crazy this is. President Trump put out, thank you, Joe Rambo, for giving us this. Women are poorer than they were 4 years ago, or less healthy than they were 4 years ago, less safe on the streets than they were 4 years ago, are more depressed and unhappy than they were 4 years ago. This is all from President Trump. And are less optimistic and confident in the future than they were 4 years ago. I will fix all of that and fast, and at long last, this national nightmare will be over. Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion because it is now where it always had to be, with the states and a vote of the people, and with powerful exceptions, and with powerful exceptions said that like those that Ronald Reagan insisted on for rape, incest, and the life of the mother, but not allowing for Democrat demanded late term abortion in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month, or even execution of a baby after birth. I will protect women at the level never seen before. They will finally be healthy, hopeful, safe, and secure. Their lives will be happy, beautiful, and great again. And so he posted this at 23:42. President Trump did. 23:42. You look at the board and it says, Anon's ready? Question mark. Are you ready for how this is all going to play out. Well, there are some out there that have been ready. Jubilee, I told you, I put in the description box below a full YouTube video, one liberal teen versus 20 Trump supporters. And I tell you what, somebody was there, and I watched the entire thing with my daughter. We were going through this step by step and discussing it. And this was one of my favorite ladies that got out there, and she did a fantastic job taking this young man to the cleaners.
One thing I do want to say, I don't know if you are aware, Palm Beach didn't used to let African-Americans there. Donald Trump sued the city of Palm Beach to allow black membership at Mar-a-Lago. That is not racist. I think one of the problems that we have a lot on the left, every time there's a disagreement, we get thrown, you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're this, you're that. And it dissolves the discussions that we should be having on policies. Secondly, Donald Trump worked with Senator Scott to create opportunity zones in black communities. If he was truly a racist, it's not something that he would do. So I think the whole premise is he's a racist, he's a sexist, takes away from policy positions that we should be discussing. If we go to the border and we talk about, yeah, they are happening. Lakin Riley is now dead. We have 300,000 missing migrant children known sold into the sex trade, per the last IG report. These are important issues. Our economy is important issues.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Absolutely.
Are you a U.S.-born citizen?
100%.
You are statistically speaking four times more likely to commit a violent crime than an undocumented migrant. So when you kind of virtue signal on behalf of that.
They shouldn't be here.
Okay. All right.
And my husband's an immigrant.
Okay, yeah. But
illegal immigrant.
Okay.
Who came here legally.
Okay, I understand.
We've got 100 ISIS in our country right now that was reported. We've got Godaways. We've got Tende de Aragua. I've interviewed Oscar Blue, who's been through the Darien Gap four times. People are dying.
Okay, so you're saying that we have a crisis at the southern border.
Well, I'm saying that Donald Trump is racist. Donald Trump loves America.
Okay. Well, first of all,
and he puts Americans first.
I want to ask you one simple question first, and maybe we could get back to the prompt. Do you think that we have a crisis at the southern border today?
100%.
So you'd say that we also had a crisis at the southern border at the end of Trump's term because we have the same amount of daily crossings today than then?
No, we do not have.
Yes, we have about 2,400 crossings today.
That is not true. We have about 14,000 crossings a day. The Biden-Harris administration put us back into what's called the Global Compact of Migration. They are now using an app where they use our refugee resettlement program to fly people into our country to different states. So for you to say that the Trump administration that had did not have catch and release, that is not. And Biden put it back in. And then we also had Remain in Mexico, which on day one of Biden's administration, he wiped out.
Because it was ineffective. I mean,
very effective.
Do you mind if I talk?
It was very effective, and she took him to the cleaners, and I encourage you guys to go watch these to just, basically catch on to how these liberals are instructed, where they receive all their learning on their talking points and more to go after anybody that supports President Trump. His whole system that he set up on Jubilee was to attack President Trump, but it was supposed to be about, sometimes he'd bring up stuff about, what about Republicans? They're not as conservative as Democrats. So they'd come up to talk to him, and he would say, well, Trump, and they said, this isn't about Trump. You just said conservatives versus Republicans. And so he was constantly caught off guard, and he needed it. So hopefully he got a wake-up call there. And other folks that needed a wake-up call, I saw this from Megyn Kelly. She was sitting with this journalist who was trying to make some points to go after President Trump because supposedly he's got legal troubles. And she took him to the cleaners, too. So I like seeing this type of stuff. It really helps us grow and learn and gather information so that we can, sometimes I feel like just writing all this down, memorizing a lot of this stuff so that we can use it in our day-to-day walk.
We look at the five cases, 6 months from now, a year from now. Let's assume all five of them go to trial. He's guilty of three so far.
Wait, what do you mean he's guilty of three so far?
Well, he's been convicted of three, sorry.
What do you mean? No, he hasn't.
Eugene Carroll was guilty.
That was not a conviction. That was a civil case.
Okay, well, yes, so that's what I'm talking about. So that
okay, but there's a big difference.
It's still he was convicted. He was guilty of that. He got settled. In the Trump organization, they're guilty there.
Again, was still civil, libel.
Yes, of course. But these are the cases we're talking about. And in the third one...
she's a lawyer, right?
Yeah, of course. And in the third one... I'm just talking about the five cases. Yes, some are civil, obviously, and some are not. Some are criminal. But if we look
you
at all five
You said three
cases,
convictions. Now you're walking it back.
I'm not walking it back. There's
Get
three in which he was...
You should walk it back.
Okay, I'm
guys,
so glad Megyn is here.
Of the five, three of them,
this.
He's either guilty or...
Got a bad result.
Yeah, got a bad result. There are two more. If he is found guilty of those two more, Megyn, and five of five, he had a bad result. Way to frame it. Will will you chalk all five up in your mind to five different jurisdictions, five different prosecutors, five different juries and or judges, all conspiring to get him?
100%.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to hear your answer to. Five different jurisdictions. Yeah. You think it's all lawfare?
I mean, E. Jean Carroll, they changed the law so that she could bring a civil lawsuit against him, and she did. New York went 87% for Joe Biden. That fix was in right from the start. The fraud trial that Letitia James brought against him has never been brought. There's no victims. The banks who were involved said, we didn't lose a penny. What are we doing here? We weren't damaged. Yeah. Nobody was complaining except Tish James, who ran for office saying, I will get him. Then you have Alvin Bragg, who's a George Soros-funded prosecutor who doesn't like to prosecute any crime in New York City, where I live for 17 years, except if your name is Donald Trump. Let's go down to Georgia, where Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade couldn't keep their libidos in check long enough to actually bring this case against Donald Trump. It's a repeat of what was happening in January 6th up in the case with Judge Chutkan, who loathes Trump and has sentenced almost every J6 defendant to way more jail time than their counterparts would get. Those are falling apart because of presidential immunity, which was handed down by the Supreme Court, who said you cannot bring a criminal case against a sitting president for any official act. Those cases have been gutted. Also, a Supreme Court ruling saying the same on January 6th defendants in general. And that leaves us with Florida and the documents. And Trump has torn that apart because Jack Smith wasn't properly appointed and isn't the right counsel. But there are other issues. They haven't even gotten to presidential immunity there. And so that one's going nowhere as well. And by the way, they're going to appeal it up to the 11th Circuit. Circuit throw it out. The 11th Circuit is conservative. And thank God, so is the current Supreme Court. They're not going to tolerate that nonsense.
Let me ask you about...
I think Jake Al just lost his right to ever bring up lawfare again.
We're not here to hear my opinion.
So there we are. Megyn Kelly taking him to the cleaners. And, you know, I brought up in the past, and we saw many of you might be listening, saying, wait a minute, Megyn was the one that brought James Elefantis on to Fox News. And I shared that before, where she interviewed him and basically made him look like a good guy. And I couldn't stand that because we know Elefantis with Comic-Con Pizza. We know what he's responsible for doing. And sometimes I wonder if they forced her to do that interview and she didn't have all the correct information, that might be part of the reason that she left Fox News. I don't know. I'm guessing. And also she was on with Howard Stern doing some sick stuff years ago that I didn't like. But you never know. Some stuff could have changed. She fixed probably a lot of that. Would love to hear more about that from her someday. But in the meantime, she's defending President Trump, and she did a fabulous job there. And that's all we can ask for. A lot of us have things in our past we wish could change, things that we've done maybe we didn't really know. We did it without the knowledge. Like Tucker always says all the time, he's like, I wish I would have known some of the stuff I reported. I was wrong. And he's admitted it. And so very interesting that Megyn Kelly would have this information and set this reporter straight in front of a huge audience. And now, of course, through social media and on video channels like this one, she'll become even more well-known to many. So in spite of all this, the stuff that's going on, we even got some more information that'll help you out with your health. Here you go. Well, folks, I don't know about you, but I've just been, physically harmed by these freaks that have been running our country. It just, it's enough to give you indigestion. But I tell you what, there's been some amazing changes in my life recently, especially digestive support with Kimchi 1 out of Brightcore. It's also significant for removing toxins and helping me out with my waistline too. And this protection is antimicrobial. Kimchi has been shown to effectively fight against funguses, bacteria, viruses, and parasites. That's right, and it's amazing. Aflatoxins, the most harmful toxic substances produced by this molds were found in the air in many food crops like corn, peanuts, trees, and nuts, and spices. When you have issues and you can't identify the cause, well, aflatoxins, I found out, are usually the culprit, for red eyes and headache and coughing, nosebleeds and fever and rash, joint pain, muscle pain. So what you can do, you get the probiotics found in kimchi, can effectively remove 81% of the aflatoxin B1 within 3 days. It also helps with your weight loss. Brightcore's made in the USA, Kimchi 1, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, non-GMO. You get 25% off with code AWK, A-W-K, and up to 50% off when you call in 888-317-9633. 9941. In the description box below, it's there for you. 888-317-9941. Get your Kimchi one today.
Some of y'all would vote for the devil himself if the devil ran for president as a Democrat. And let me tell you, this is especially for all you black people who are out there telling me that I need to just be quiet. I shouldn't ask questions of Kamala Harris. I should support her just because she's black. I'm hating on her. No, I am not. She is a political candidate running for the highest office in the land. As a voter, as an American citizen, I have every right to demand answers of her. I have the right to examine her policy positions, to demand to know her policy positions before I just blindly give her my vote. And I want you all to know, some of you all have such low standards that all a person has to do is come out and run as a Democrat, especially for the black voters. All a person has to do is come out and run as a Democrat, say all these nice things what they're planning on doing, paint a pretty picture, demonize the other side, and you automatically give them your vote without checking into those people, without seeing what their policy positions are, without trying to understand their policy positions. You need to do your research on these political candidates, because these people are going to be sitting in the highest office in the land making decisions that's going to affect your life, that's going to affect your family's life. In a few years, your family could either be struggling to survive or thriving based on the policy positions that these people put out. So for me, it's going to take more than somebody showing up and being black or being a woman or South Asian, whatever nationality they are. It's going to take more than that for me to give somebody my vote. Votes are earned. And especially to all the black voters who vote Democrat just because your mother did it and their grandmother did it and generations before you have been doing it. I don't care who's been voting Democrat before me. I don't care if my mother voted Democrat and my father and all the generations before me voted Democrat. I don't owe the Democratic Party a thing. I don't owe Kamala Harris a thing. She's running for office. She is the one who owes the American people. She owes the American people an explanation. She owes the American people clarity on her policy positions and how they are going to help the American people. She is the one indebted to the American people. The American people are not indebted to her. I don't owe her anything or the Democratic Party.
That's strong. That goes out to many people around this earth that need to hear it, because I'm telling you, we're seeing a huge change on social media. I've had discussions with many friends and family members, and they're saying they've noticed on their TikTok, on their X, and more videos posted from so many folks that were part of the Democrat Party that are saying, I've had enough, and I'm not going there anymore. It's really interesting, because you go across the earth to Japan, watch what they're doing for Trump there. Pretty amazing, huh, to have that support all the way over there in Japan. They've got Trump there on this cart, and they're screaming, fight, fight, fight. And that takes just a lot of guts over there for them to stand out like that and say, you know what, we've had enough. We've had enough. They're doing it in other parts of the earth. And, of course, they're catching these things. There's a lot of reporters in other countries that are covering this stuff, and they're letting folks know. But did you know that Kamala Harris actually had a teleprompter during her interview with Oprah? Yep, Kamala Harris is a fraud. So you can see on your screen, there it is, for the American we desire and deserve to live in. And you see this? They're giving her prompts while she was giving her little talk with Oprah Winfrey. And of course, we know, as a reminder, that these guys have all kinds of tricks up their sleeve for this election. If President Trump wins, remember, they've got their plans and they're letting folks know.
Last night, I was most worried about the Supreme Court's prospective imminent abdication of its very clear duty to disqualify Donald Trump from the ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Mm-hmm. And what that might mean if their decision says that it's really up to Congress on January 6th, 2025, to disqualify him at the counting of the Electoral College votes, which really could lead to something akin to civil war, if that's what the suggestion is, which is what I think I heard when I went to the oral argument, that they themselves were unwilling to rule whether or not the Colorado Supreme Court was correct in finding that he had engaged in insurrection on January 6, 2021.
So that explains all their plans that they've been doing for the past, 4 years. They're just constantly, going after him, impeaching, and of course, all these legal battles and war. And they're just going to use that. They're going to say, look, he's not qualified for office. Look at all the legal problems that he's had. Look at this that he did on January 6th, blah, blah. So they continue to push that narrative so that way they feel like they've got what it takes to convince the people that he shouldn't be the president. So they make up all the lies, and then they use those lies to get by with basically anything that they want. This shows you how they operate in their demonic realm. And they're all witches and very satanic. Most of those folks on that side worship the devil, and we know it now. We figured it out. So then we had people wondering, why? How come Oprah Winfrey didn't run for office? I mean, my goodness, she was on some shows. Like, remember we showed you one of the TV shows on Netflix? She was actually on a poster and had Oprah President, 2024 or something like that. And she didn't run. And so they were kind of confused at the Fox News sit down, I believe the five.
The Democrats.
And look what happened. Check this out.
The Democrats, Harold, really missed the big golden ticket back in 2016 when Oprah didn't run. I don't know how that didn't happen. She's like the best public speaker. She gave the best speech of the DNC.
Skeletons.
Maybe the RNC too. She's the most well-connected woman on earth. She has all the name recognition you could ever want.
Don't you remember
skeletons
Donald,
in a closet.
Donald Trump saying... What did you say?
Feeds humans.
Feeds humans.
Yeah, skeletons are
possible. Well, Donald Trump even said you haven't been honest with.
So what did Greg Gutfeld say? He said she's got skeletons in her closet, and then he said she eats humans. And then you could see the look on her face. Look at this. She squints. She shakes her head. Ooh, that's disgusting. And she didn't want to hear it. She almost looks like she's demon-possessed when she looked like that. Good night. Oh, wow. You guys see the screen? Stuff that you can see, things that you're hearing, and I just chalk it up to you slowly have folks, little by little, drop little pieces of truth, and you scatter them throughout the senses so that people are able to grasp them little by little and discuss them with other folks. President Trump put out a long time ago, Oprah Winfrey asked me to do her last network television show. The final week of her show was a big deal, and it was my honor with my family to do it. When I watched her interview yesterday with a woman who is destroying, through her complete and total incompetence, America, I couldn't help but think this isn't the real Oprah. Interesting. This isn't a person that wants millions of people from prisons and mental institutions and terrorists, drug dealers, and human traffickers from all over the world pouring into our country. Kamala looked really foolish, couldn't answer the simplest of questions on inflation, the cost of goods, or our very porous and dangerous border. No leader there, and Oprah just wanted to crawl under a table. Comrade Kamala Harris is mentally unfit to be president. She knows it, and so does everyone else. But interesting that he brings up, he couldn't help but think that isn't the real Oprah. And we've been sharing that, some of these things that fly around, people would call conspiracy theory type stuff, but wondering where the real Oprah is and what she might be involved in. We'll get into a lot of that a little bit later. But here's how Time Magazine works, right? Speaking of the media, the mainstream media and all these liars, they put Time, President Trump with a meltdown. But of course, they put Kamala, make her look like she's just this wonderful leader. Her moment, Time Magazine again, doing what they do best in their lies and their deceptions. And Kamala Harris had a crowd in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's see how big her crowd was. Oh, my goodness. Whoever puts the music with these memes, it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And of course, Kamala is trying to push President Trump to show up for another, he's got to show up for another debate. And then all the media is saying that Trump's too scared to go on a debate. As a matter of fact, I was looking at somebody's, I think they have their little device in their home and it spits out like the news, and it had something like President Trump is scared to do another debate with Kamala. Like, you guys got to be kidding me. Kidding me. But then, of course, Harris doesn't want to show up for the famous Al Smith dinner. Interesting. Remember the one where Trump roasted Hillary. We'll show you that clip in a minute, but here's some interesting information that popped up on Fox.
Well, the earrings I borrowed, and they were so spectacular. But no, I've had a great time at the Al Smith dinner, sitting on the dais and witnessing the candidates from, you know, I went when Barack Obama was there, and then Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Look, this is just supposed to be an opportunity for the candidates to laugh and, you know, joke about each other and trade barbs. I mean, it's not supposed to be this serious thing. I mean, when Trump was there and I was sitting behind him on the dais, he was hilarious. I mean, and Hillary Clinton was hilarious. It's an opportunity to show people their human side and not with the talking points, but just talk about, you know, jokes and try to, you know, throw barbs against each other. Why is she skipping the dinner? I mean, it's in step with what she's been doing, skipping interviews, okay? Mm-hmm. Skipping press conferences. She still has yet to articulate an actual policy plan that's cohesive and will explain to us, tell us what she wants to do in the next 4 years. Donald Trump is doing interview after interview, telling us he's going to tap into the energy capacity in America. He's going to extend the tax cuts, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, all this stuff. She has yet to really put forth a plan. And that Oprah interview, wow. I can't even believe she gets away with this stuff. During that Oprah interview, she said something like, if anybody comes in my house, they're going to get shot. I mean, imagine if Trump said that.
Ooh.
Wow. And that just goes, it's no problem. The media doesn't even, you know, discuss it. And then, you know, she had a word salad when asked by a wonderful couple who had a very important.
So we know about that. But it's interesting she brings that up. Yeah, the media would have had a heyday if President Trump said, if somebody enters my home, I'll shoot them. Wow. And Harris gets by with it. She gets to say whatever she wants. It shows you once again how the media operates. And of course, I'd like this reminder from the Al Smith dinners. Loved it so much when President Trump was doing something that they probably weren't expecting. And he was grilling them. And you can see Maria in the back there. Check this out.
Now, I'm told Hillary went to confession before tonight's event. But the priest was having a hard time when he asked her about her sins. And she said she couldn't remember 39 times. Nah. Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission. How corrupt do you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission? Pretty corrupt. Hillary is and has been in politics since the 70s. What's her pitch? The economy is busted. The government's corrupt. Washington is failing. Vote for me. I've been working on these problems for 30 years. I can fix it, she says. I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did, and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks. We've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary. You're right. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics. Now, if some of you haven't noticed, Hillary isn't laughing as much as the rest of us. That's because she knows the jokes. And all of the jokes were given to her in advance of the dinner by Donna Brazile, which is, everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village, which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them.
Everyone in that room, just about everyone, was very uncomfortable. And he was spitting out the truth to the folks to let them know that her days are done. And it was brilliant, and it was a time that we needed. And it seems like it was yesterday almost, right? But that was a long time ago. And this witch right here, if she's still around, which I don't think she is, I think she's been taken away. And I think we are watching day after day another moment of learning about this person and what they did in Haiti with those children. So much more that even Fox dropped this Hillary Clinton Foundation crimes against children. They dropped that, and it was too late when it was showed up on the screen. President Trump in 2012 said, got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents, fast trial, death penalty. And he missed the spelling C-H-I-D-L-R-E-N for a reason, and most of you know why. We've discussed that. I've got a lot more to go through today. We're going to get to P. Diddy and all the connections that he has and the people that are running scared and shutting down their X accounts and more. We're going to get to that. But first, I wanted to get you to andweknow.com. That's where you can find us, folks. You've got all of our videos there. You've got all of our social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and so much more. And that's where you can find all of our information regarding our big event that's coming up in Nashville, like I shared earlier. So you just go to andweknow.com, and you'll be able to find all the information on this event. Remember, that event includes hotel rooms. That's why you're going to see how it's all enclosed, and we're going to have a great time there together. You'll also find all of our gear at shop.amweknow.com. Absolutely brilliant what we have for you there. For you to wear the gear, get ready for the fall, you know, with the sweatshirts, the hoodies, and more. And also, if you're looking for anything around your house and more, it'll be good. But you can get buy one, get one half off, plus free shipping on all statement tees. Statements like, I will fight for you, I'm voting for a convicted felon, I do not comply, and all that. So really wanted you to check that out. If you wear it, you'll have a lot of folks that will walk up to you and say, hey, I know about that channel also, and you'll have new friends. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. So, folks, if you're looking at your screen, you see this from Branko. It's not over till the last rock is slung. There's President Trump, the people's champion, fighting like as David versus Goliath. He's looking at Goliath, the Democrat deep state party, Google, CNN, New York Times, Facebook, ABC, MSNBC, NPR News, Washington Post, powered by Dominion voting systems. And that's what we're up against. And so he actually sat down with for an interview, and somebody brought up and acknowledged here the vaccines. And President Trump actually said, first time I've actually heard him talk about this in this way, that he's open to admitting the shots were damaging. I think RFK Jr. must have had a long talk with him.
On COVID, you frequently say at your rallies and so on that you don't feel like you get enough credit on COVID. But by nearly every assessment, the CDC failed miserably at job one. And yes, the COVID vaccines were developed in record time, but as we now know, they don't prevent infection, illness, or transmission, and they have very potentially serious side effects. Do you think that maybe they were approved too fast? And in hindsight, based on what we know now, what would you have done differently?
Well, I think they're doing studies on the vaccines, and we're going to find out. And it'll come out one way or the other. But I really had a mandate to get vaccines done, and I got them done very quickly in record time. The Democrats love it. You know, the Democrats love it, and the Republicans don't. It's
love
very
what?
Interesting. The vaccines, they love it. I have a friend of mine who said to me, why don't you talk about the vaccine, what you did with the vaccine? He's a Democrat, but I'm sure he voted for me. He said, what you did was the most incredible thing that any president has ever done. You've saved hundreds of millions of lives all over the world. And this was just recently, very smart guy. He said, I don't understand why you don't talk about it. And I don't talk about it. But if you go to Pfizer, if you go to some of these companies, they have charts and they have all sorts of statistics. And I say, why don't you release those statistics. Let people know. But I don't talk about it. I can say this. The Democrats would love to claim it. The Republicans don't want to claim it. But it'll be determined, I'd say, over the next 12 months. I say this in terms of overall, I think I did an amazing job with COVID. I never got the credit for it. Remember that more people died under Biden-Harris than died under Trump. And they had a much easier time because when it came in here, nobody knew what it was. It came from the Wuhan labs, which I always said, but nobody really knew what it was, where it came from, nothing. They knew nothing.
And we got into this in detail many times on this show about how that had to all play out. The decision-making, a lot of folks were upset. President Trump talking about the vaccines. What he did was he made them and forced them to get those vaccines out because he knew if he didn't do the measures that he played out, that we'd still probably be in masks for many, many years and lockdowns, and they would have destroyed our country. The way that he handled it was not something he probably wanted to do, but he saved millions and millions and millions of lives, not because of a vaccine, but because of the measures that he took to force them to bring it forward. And all of a sudden, people started realizing more and more what he did. And that's part of some of the situations that we'd be involved in if we had to make the choices he made. And of course, now this information coming out about the vaccines, we've been sharing this over and over again. You're looking at your screen. Another person bragging on social media. Round two of my vaccine. McKenzie got her round one. The rest of the team is complete as well. Thank you to the health department for making it seamless. And then the same doctor to all of our treasured dental patients. The passing of Courtney happened sudden and unexpectedly. And this, again, is a reminder. That's a mother, a daughter, a friend, a dentist, a daughter. You can imagine what she's going through, what her family's going through now. And it breaks her heart because many of us know now we've been through this for so many years. And I'm hoping someday that we can put a stop to all of these jabs, regardless of what type of jab it is. So remember on your screen, if you're looking at it, how many shots they've been given to children and how they've increased over the years. Up to 60% of immune system is destroyed. We've noticed that. It's been sickening to watch. And we know that if you see this, vaccines and SIDS, infant death syndrome, is there a link? The U.S. has the most vaccines given in the first year of child's life, 35. The U.S. leads the developed world in infant mortality. More than 23,000 healthy babies die every year in the U.S. And the U.S. is number one in the first day of death rates.
There are things that happened in 1989, but those diseases, all these autoimmune diseases suddenly appeared. I never knew anybody with juvenile diabetes. When I was a kid, a typical pediatrician would see one case of juvenile diabetes in his career. Today, one out of every three kids who walks through his office door has it. Something happened. Why isn't anybody talking about this? Rheumatoid arthritis suddenly exploded. Lupus, all these autoimmune diseases, you know, Crohn's disease, these exotic diseases. Nobody ever heard of when I was a kid. Now they're everywhere. And so you have allergic diseases, you have neurological disease and autoimmune diseases and obesity suddenly appear around 1989. And so there's a number of things that could be blamed for it. Well, the CDC thought it may be the vaccine schedule. Let's check. So they looked at one vaccine, which is the hepatitis B vaccine. They looked at kids who had gotten it in the first 30 days, and then they looked at kids who had not gotten it in 30 days. In other words, kids who got it later or didn't get it at all. And they compared these two groups. And among the kids who got it in the first 30 days, there was a 10,000% increased risk for a later subsequent autism diagnosis if you got in the first 30 days.
10,000% increase to get autism. RFK Jr. is going to make America healthy again. That's what we're hearing. And I think he's going to be going against these big pharma groups. Been causing a lot of pain and suffering for all of us for many, many years. Not just COVID. A week to remember. Remember this movie that's coming out soon from Dinesh D'Souza.
It's a very dangerous time for our country.
The goal is to put him in jail because they're so afraid of his voice.
I am your voice.
A lot about Donald Trump scares them.
Let's look at everything. Campaign, his family. Let's get foreign eyes on him.
Isn't that election interference?
It's not interference if we do it.
They cheat in many different ways. That's all they're good at.
Trump has beaten back every attack against him.
We're going to fix our borders and we're going to fix our elections.
Vindicating Trump. Tickets available now. Opens nationwide in theaters September 27th.
So, of course, President Trump dropped this at 1440. If you go to 1440 on the cue board, it says boom, 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 boom. A week to remember, dark to light. Blackout necessary. Interesting because September 27th is this week, a week to remember, right? This week is going to be the week to watch that particular movie as it plays out.
Today I'm announcing a new plan to end all sanctuary cities in North Carolina and all across our country. No more sanctuary cities. Uncle Sam, do you agree? Uncle Sam agrees. I had a feeling you would, right? You're great. As soon as I take office, we will immediately surge federal law enforcement to every city that is failing, which is a lot of them, to turn over criminal aliens, and we will hunt down, capture every single gang member, drug dealer, rapist, murderer, and migrant criminal that is being illegally harbored. Every one of the top 25 worst cities are Democrat-run cities. We will get them out of North Carolina, and we will send them home where they belong. I will ask Congress to pass a law outlawing sanctuary cities nationwide, and we will bring down the full weight of the federal government on any jurisdiction that refuses to cooperate with ICE and our great, these are great patriots, ICE and Border Patrol and our great Border Patrol. They're not allowed to do their job. They want to do their job. They're not allowed. Within 2 years, there will not be one single foreign criminal gang operated in North Carolina or anywhere else. You have a lot of gangs. Hate to say it. You have a lot of gangs in this state. Are there any gang members in the audience, please? Would you please raise your hand? So that's the choice. Kamala Harris will fly criminal migrants into every one of your cities and towns. Did you see that? They say, well, we've decided to get tough on crime. You know, like 2 weeks ago, because they wanted try and get some votes because they're not doing so good. This issue is not a good one for them. But did you see? And then we learned that they're flying them in beautiful, big, fat, beautiful Boeing aircraft, just like that one, with more seats, actually. I have fewer seats in mind than they do. But they fly them in with beautiful aircraft. They fly them all over the country by the hundreds of thousands. They're flying in over the border. So they don't want to stop them because they're continuing the flights into our country.
Yep, they're flying them in. And part of that interview I showed you earlier, here's something from Joe Rambo that he happened to catch.
Put one wrong person onto a bus or onto an airplane, and your radical left lunatics will try and make it sound like the worst thing that's ever happened. But we're getting the criminals out, and we're going to do that fast, and we know who they are. And the local police know their names, and they know their serial numbers. They know everything about them. We work with the local police, the local law enforcement, which is great all throughout the country. We have people. We have murderers that have been led into our country. They're not going to get better. We have.
So interesting, because Joe Rambo says, wait, hold up. There's so much to unpack here. First of all, is it me or does Trump sound like he's saying he is currently a part of an operation? Quote, we know who they are. We work with the local police. Wow, it's like he's involved in something right now. And second of all, since when do illegal immigrants have serial numbers? There's got to be more than meets the eye, says Joe Rambo. Yes, there is. Good catch. Good catch. Wow. So as we continue to move forward, I told you that we were going to get into some of the information about P. Diddy and how that relates to all that's going on around us. It's huge. Huge how he's been exposed and arrested and how that's playing out for all of us to see. PBD, Patrick Bedavid, says the Diddy tapes will be used to control a lot of famous voices. This is his opinion, and Donald Trump Jr. reposted this. You'll be seeing a lot of celebrities endorsing Kamala out of the blue. All of the people in those tapes are now owned. They'll be slaves to the government forever. So his opinion is the reason they are announcing P. Diddy and that P. Diddy has the tapes and all that is now they can make all the folks that went to the P. Diddy parties start supporting Kamala because they'll say, well, you better support Kamala and you better come out and support her or we're going to show everyone that you're involved in the P. Diddy stuff. Interesting theory. And so that theory might come to light. And when this guy put out on social media something for us to remember, how this all plays out for these people that become famous. Here's a scene from a movie showing you exactly what happens to them after they sign the deal or if they think they're going to sign a deal with the devil.
I'm telling y'all, they always hide the truth in plain sight.
Sure is.
Make a deal with me, kid. You can have the car.
This is an insurance commercial. Sorry, not a movie.
And everything that goes along with it.
That's a Freemason sign ring. And, wait a minute, that's obviously the devil.
Yep, so amazing. He catches the ring, shows you what the ring is, and it looks like it's a commercial for an all-new CLA, and he's going to get a better deal. He doesn't have to sign with the devil or something like that. So interesting, because they show you how these things play out for these folks. And so, of course, interesting that somebody caught this real Air Force patriot. Hollywood will never be the same. Domino effect, dark to light, God wins. And the theory on our side, not PBD's, would be that the music is about to drop. September 21st, 2018, we were given that on the Intel board. And that phone number goes to the White House. And some folks, I believe, said that they made the call to that particular number, and they said they're getting inundated with these calls. So just a reminder of all the folks that are connected to this somehow in some way. One of them might be J-Lo, dated Puff Diddy for a long time. Diddy's in jail now for massive human and sex trafficking charges. And Jennifer Lopez, what did she just do recently? She endorsed Kamala Harris. Some other things that are going on would be the folks that are out there deleting everything on their X account. Now, these two dudes, one of them is known as Pink, the other dude's known as Usher, they deleted a lot, and supposedly Pink started deleting everything back in February, I believe, and so some folks think she just did it, or he, whatever it is. And so then there's another guy, Ciroc, looked at all their socials. Diddy was an official brand ambassador for more than a decade for Ciroc. The brand endorses and works closely with WizKid. Will WizKid delete all of his social media next? And so this is interesting because Usher wiped out his entire Twitter history, erasing thousands of tweets. As we go to the Intel board, the Clinton Foundation, Soros Journalist, Africa, SAPs, China, Russia, and more, Weiner backup and all that, nothing is ever truly deleted. Threats, blackmail, and bribes could be playing out, right? They think that they're going to hide everything, but it's too late. They can't delete anything as this all plays out. And so, of course, this is going over even to Stephen Smith, sharing how this can have an effect on so many.
it's gotten very, very scary. If it were just him, it would be sad. It would be very unfortunate. But I use the word scary because I get the impression, to put it kindly, that his life ain't the only life that's going to be affected. That they ain't after him just to get him. You got Homeland Security involved. You got the feds involved. I got news for you. They ain't coming just for him. They coming for a whole bunch of people. Hollywood's in trouble. I'm not talking about actors and actresses. I'm talking about the music industry. Because anybody that was associated with him are going to be considered suspect. I'm not saying any names because I ain't trying to do that to anybody. I'm not wishing that on anybody. But what I'm saying to you is that when you are associated with a figure that is being accused of the multitude of egregious acts that he has been accused of, sex trafficking, racketeering, drug use, prostitution, flying folks across state lines and all of this other stuff. Yo. But I'm telling you right now, anytime the feds are coming your way, they're not coming just for you. They're not coming. I can't wait till Kevin Frazier, my man for Entertainment Tonight, comes on the show in a few minutes. I can't wait because let me tell you something. There's lessons to be peeled from all of this. Be careful about the enemies that you crop up. Be careful about people that have a target on your back. The people you've alienated, you've infuriated. Think about the people he's done business with. Think about the money involved. Think about how it would have been in folks' best interest to shut the hell up and never say anything. Yet somehow, some way, this stuff evidently was going on for years, according to the feds. And almost nobody said anything. That was before. And then suddenly, when things go bad, there's videotapes. There's recordings. There's surveillance cameras. There's electronic equipment. There's a multitude of statements. Clearly, he's in a world of trouble.
World of trouble.
This man is one of the richest people in the world. And he can't lead a country. At this moment, he can't lead a state. For all we know, by the end of the day, he won't be able to leave a jail cell.
So here we go. All playing out. Interesting because this was posted earlier by Stormy Patriot Joe just to let us know that we had information, remember, from Dan Scavino posting pictures of New York. Trump Force One had music playing in one of the videos, and another video posted didn't have music. Watch New York City. That was the comms for all of us. And remember, September 14th through the 18th and September 21st through 25th, track and follow events. Well, what events are happening out? Well, the events of P. Diddy. Music is about to stop was posted on September 21st, 2018. Here we are in 2024, September 21st. And what happened? Diddy Combs arrested at NYC Hotel. Sex trafficking probe. And the music is about to stop for many. One of those that was bragging about going to all of these parties and is out there for all to see would be LeBron James.
And giving everybody a life, man, this is an unbelievable thing, man. Like, we all, hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
And giving everybody a life.
Where does he get his power from? I mentioned this to some folks of mine, friends and others, and I say, look, do you ever wonder how sometimes people have the ability to do the things that they do in different sporting events and more? Just some of them. To become the greatest. Do they get power from some other entity that enters their body and gives them the power they need to make shots, make goals, do whatever? If you're looking at your screen, you see he always makes his allegiance when he gets on the court, when he points up to the air, the prince and power of the air, Satan, that he makes his next 666 there, beats his chest, and so all of this to let the person that he worships, Satan, know that he's given allegiance to him. This also played out when we talked about the Teagans. Remember John Legend and Chrissy Teigen? Remember she got caught with thousands and thousands of posts where she talked about what she wants to do to little children. And I don't want to read them all on this broadcast. You guys can pause your screen and read these if you want. I don't need to get into it. Most of you already know. But they got him to go out there and do an interview, old John Legend, and notice how nervous he gets trying to protect and act as if he didn't know anything about these parties.
Sean Diddy Combs, you were on his last album.
On his last album. That's how close they were.
You also feeling that the idea of the, you know, the abuse of women, domestic partner abuse, it needs to be really handled once and for all and not swept under the carpet as it has been for so long, let's just say in your industry?
Oh, well, you know, I was horrified by the allegations that I heard about Mr. Combs and, of course, horrified by the video evidence that was released after that. But I was horrified by the descriptions that I read before the video evidence came out. And absolutely is something that needs to be brought to light when it happens. And my default stance is to believe women when they make these accusations and to make sure that we do whatever we can to support women who are making these allegations and make sure that they're heard and that...
Yeah, sure. Sounds awful nervous, doesn't he? So let's not forget the video where Extra was out there and they did an interview and found out a little bit more, a little extra, if you would, about Legend and old Chris Teigen.
Public Place, you did it. Is this the best or the worst? What do you do?
The best.
Okay, the best. Probably the Obama thing.
What? John, what's the Obama God.
What? Oh, God.
John?
What?
What is your wife talking about?
I don't know.
We're not in there.
Here's the get back in.
The Obama thing. What's going on there, folks? All of these posts. Chrissy Teigen even reaching out to John Legend and Diddy, saying, I had the same rental after you and I logged you out of your Netflix and didn't look at your history because that's just the kind of people we are to you and Cassie. They're all buddies. They hang out together, live in the same home, and more. Obama. This even goes into Diddy, who hung out with Justin Bieber for 48 hours when he was a little teenage kid. And he was introduced to this sick world. The sick world of P. Diddy. And who knows what happened to Justin Bieber when he was a little child exposed to these criminals. But notice what he says and how he's been treated by all of these elites of the music business and Hollywood and more, and how he feels that other people might be affected. Check this out.
I just want to protect her, you know? I don't want her to lose it. I don't want her to, you know, go through anything I went through. I don't wish that upon anybody.
He's talking about Billie Eilish. Now watch the way that he is treated by each person. Check this out. For those listening, he just got grabbed on stage by an adult. He feels violated, he said.
Lean into me again. You smell amazing. How old are you?
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I'll be 17 in like 2 weeks.
I don't ever remember smelling that good at 16. Like I was, that was bad.
Yeah.
Wow, look at your eyes. What music are you listening to? Look at what a beautiful face. All right, now it's time to...
Would you rather... have to be naked on stage during one full song, or drink a cup of blended worms? Answer Justin Bieber.
I have like little girl fans. I can't go.
Okay, imagine that.
No, I got balloons.
Get that off there.
Hey, this is a brand new.
Has your mom given
you the sex talk yet? Out to be like this, even to the children. I told my daughter years ago when Justin Bieber popped into scene and he started having movies when he was young and they were trying to make him famous, very careful to teach her right about not worshiping these folks. And I taught her that someday this kid's going to grow up and they're going to transform him, and he's going to take millions away. Millions of people away from following our Heavenly Father. And he's going to destroy many young girls' lives because of the way that they're going to treat him. Other folks that have been affected, just to let you know before we close, remember Whitney Houston? Check this out. Whitney, not acknowledging Brandy at first, was to throw everybody off. She passed a note, kept giving Monica and Clive attention so that Brandy had enough time to read the note. If you listen carefully, you'll hear Whitney saying she almost drowned today. Monica asks again, and you can clearly see her hair is wet. She then calls Bobby to give her good dad, Clive, a hug to distract him. Whitney made sure it was all caught on camera. So you can see some other things going on behind the scenes there. Another person who deleted a lot of stuff off of X was Megan Fox, who has sons, all three that you're looking at on your screen, who are trans. Who do they worship? Listen closely.
Drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. It is used for a reason, and it is controlled where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul. Let me bleed on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
Take my soul. So I wonder if they do that in front of these sons who are dressed as girls. I wonder what goes on behind the scenes with Tegan and John Legend, with these other folks that have been at the Diddy parties that are now probably sweating bullets, wondering how this is all going to play out. And it makes you wonder even more so with New York Post posting a picture of President Trump with red in the background. Red October. Stay tuned and watch. That's from September 30, 2018. We're getting closer and closer to that day. And then we're going to get to Red October. And what kind of surprises do you think we're going to see in October? Nobody knows. Nobody out there can predict the future. Nobody out there hears from God and can tell you, this is what God saith the Lord is going to happen. Only our Heavenly Father knows. All we can do is pray. Pray for our country. Pray for our leaders. Pray that this operation that's playing out behind the scenes, that we probably have no idea what's going on, but we're trying to figure it out, that it is playing out to better our lives in the future and get rid of this system that was set up to destroy and enslave us. Common Sense IQ test gives us this, and we'll close. Complacency not welcome. Our souls require abundance of faith when times are dire. Our world reconstructed by evil's design, the last reset was to define the strongholds we see are, and maneuvers at play, our connectivity with God, vengeance on its way. We've unlocked the doors, take a peek inside, burrowed down the holes. Now two worlds collide, one certainty I see with mercy and might. Wearing the armor of God, we're protected to fight. When push comes to shove, cornered to ensnare, evil's first reaction is to take dare. Knock and it will be opened. A choice one must make. A daily affirmation, truth's oath we take. I solemnly swear to stand in the way or of evil, every evil force sent to spread decay. Inside the mind which festers and grows, rebuking their power, we're here to expose. Our light is shining, beaming our beacons of hope and faith as their grasp, the evil ones, weakens.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how you continue to guide and direct our lives day after day. We certainly need your help and your guidance with our mouths and how we talk to others, with our neighbors, with our family and friends who have left us years ago. We lift them up to you in prayer also. Somehow we'd be reconnected with them. We ask as we continue on this journey day after day, getting closer to November election time, that the enemy be thwarted, that we would see great things happen and not have to go through continued misery day after day. We know we have a few years left before all this is fully cleaned up, but we totally depend on you. And we hope that many will come to know your Son, who died on the cross for us, Jesus Christ, and rose again after 3 days. For that, we're truly thankful. Please protect the president, protect our lives each day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Folks, thank you so much for your support, for your kindness, your love. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we're coming up with different things to do next year. We look forward to seeing you all soon. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out. Grandpa,
tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy.
Again. Vote for Grandpa.
Others really fall in love with strength. Stand beside each other, love with them. Was a promise really something people kept? Not just something they would say and then forget.
You know, I said, say MAGA. I whispered into his ear, so cute. I said, say MAGA. He said, vote for Grandpa. He didn't care what I said.
Grandpa, tell me about the good.